Hello.
Hi, Maria. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Happy Friday, right?
Yeah, finally Friday.
So I was just following up with the past due payment for the tree doctor, and I saw that another one's going to be due on Monday, and I didn't want you to have two payments like that so close together. So I know that last we spoke, you were saying that the tree doctor is going to be off season for a couple months, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So if you're able to pay the November 11th payment, since December 11th hasn't hit yet, what I can do is I can then put you on a seasonal hold and you wouldn't have to worry about that payment coming up on Monday. Or
until like March.
Yep, you can put it on hold till March for sure. But I know the other number rings to your son, right?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if we had Google send out the 6-digit PIN code to him via text, if he'd be able to get that back to you so that we could at least get that.
Can I change the number then just to have it, my son is.
Oh, to have it come.
Hold it down with something.
I don't know, because I know your number is on the other account, but hold on. Let me ask them in the
No, I have another number that is for my baby, my son, and I have a free line there, so I can maybe use for that for now, for that account, so they can just remove my son's name.
Let me ask them. So James and April. I'll put it here. James and April. They're in that department. So I'll put client wants to phone verify using a different number. I can definitely change the number on the account to that other number once the account's paid. That's not a problem. I just want to see if we can do it for the phone verification because when we sent out the Google verification, we had put that it was this number ending in 0755, so I don't want that to conflict. So let's see if that helps. But for future reference, I'll put the new number in the notes too. Okay, so go ahead. What is the new number?
2-0-3-4-7-0-2-7, hold on, oh gosh, I forgot the number.
That's okay.
4-7-2-7.
Okay, yeah, we don't call ourselves, so it's hard to remember.
Yeah.
So it's 2-0-3-4-7-0-4-7-2-7.
Yeah, they can upload that as a, like the, for the management account on the tree service, that phone number, and then remove my son's number.
Right. So moving forward for Tree Doctor LLC, we're going to use the new number, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll put they need.
Yeah, just for the account, whatever, you know, internal. Then for the website thing, it's my direct number, the cell phone that I give it to you.
Okay, for phone verification. Sure thing. Just keep in mind that the number we verify will be the one customers will be calling. Oh, that's good. That's the one that you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So can you send phone verification now? And then I'll put the client is on the line and understands. Client is on the line and understands. That will be the number for client calls. I want to make sure that he's on the same page with me before he sends it. or else mm-hmm. he might say, Tina, I want to make sure it's okay. All right. So if, oh, did you get a text from that number already?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what's the code?
329361.
Good. 329361. Excellent. Okay. So that's a very important part of the puzzle. I'm so glad that we're getting that done before you go on the seasonal hold, because that will help you. And then for the November 11th payment, do you want to take care of that now so that I can put the account on the hold?
You can do from the same card number that you have on file.
Okay, the one ending in 799.
Oh, no, never mind. Oh. That's the one that's canceled. That's why it didn't go through. Okay, hold on.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's a visa.
Okay, and the number?
Okay, if I want to keep it maybe done and I want to go to the same plan that I had it with the $49, can we do that if I pay the $49 for starting December?
You can do that if you like. That would cancel the rest of the program and just keep the website up. So what I would recommend is plan B would be we could take the November 11th payment, and then we could keep the account active so that you have a chance to get the Tree Doctor LLC verified on Google, because that little code that was just sent is a very important part of the process. And then what I could do is maybe rather than putting this on a seasonal hold, I could.
But they're not opening a new Google business profile, right? Because I already have one open on my side.
For the Tree Doctor?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second here. Let me ask James. So, why?
Because I don't need one open on somewhere else.
Well, if they were creating one, don't worry. They can actually delete it, and they can just get access to the one. Is this creating a new one? So what I'm going to do, Maria, is I'm going to send you, I'm going to see if this was already done initially. They probably sent it to you initially, but you should have gotten an email that says, important, please add us to your Google page. I'm not sure if that was sent, so I'm going to send that to you now. Important, please add us to your Google business profile, but let me check. The email that we have on file is thetreedoctor05@gmail.com. You have access to that email, right?
Yeah, hold on. Let me just.
If not, we can update it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have it.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, Google profile.
I'll send you the email then, because I didn't send it yet. I was going to make sure. Okay, so important. Please add us to your Google business profile. I'm sending that now, so that will be there in a couple of moments. And then while we wait for that, I'll update the billing. But what I was saying is option two could be that I can take the payment and then push the next billing out 30 days for you. So since today is the 8th, I could have you paid in full until January 8th, and that's in the event that you want to get, big-time mover. I mean, I'm sorry, the Tree Doctor on the first page before the account goes to the website hosting, because a website in and of itself is so important, you know, being that it's almost 2024, but that in and of itself probably will never bring you a new client unless it's getting exposure, right? So that's the beauty of this program, is it will get the Tree Doctor LLC on the first page and get your phone ringing with some new clients. And then once that takes place, you could change it to the website hosting, and at least your site will be a little bit more relevant than if you just changed it, you know, right now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, it does. So how do I add that so they don't create a new Google business profile?
Oh, he already said it's not a problem. He wrote, it looks like they were creating a new one, but please have the client add us to the other one, and we will remove this one. So I just let him know that I sent you the email to add us. So if you log in to the Google profile for the Tree Doctor.
Mm-hmm. How do I add you?
I'm reading the instructions because normally this isn't my department. Normally all I do is collect failed payments. But it says once you log in, it says to click on Manage Profile.
Manage Profile, Business, Gold. Edit profile, add, edit services, books, update, add updates.
Is there anything that says business profile settings? On the top right, there should be three dots. It says.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you click on business profile settings.
Or people access.
Oh,
you are listed. Local splash listing.
Okay. So it says local slash is the manager,
listing.
Right?
As a manager, yep.
Okay, so let me tell him.
Oh, they put a logo. Okay, so the logo, I have a different logo for the company.
Okay. Local slash listing shows as the manager, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just letting him know. You can send me the logo, or once we get the payment up to speed, I can show you how to upload that to the dashboard. Either way, we'll get the logo changed. So,
The payment, sorry.
Yeah, no problem. I'm just going back there. It's still the 3 Edwards Drive for the billing address, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
Okay. Okay. May I put you on hold for 1 second?
Okay, no problem.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Okay, the car number is 4361.
No, okay, 1 second. I got to go back. Okay, 4361. Got it.
7200.
Okay.
0762.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
0154.
0154. Okay, expiration?
1026.
1026. And then the little code?
The code is 457, I believe. I only have the picture because I don't have the actual. Yeah, 457. I don't have the actual.
Okay. Oh, I see. Yeah, sometimes those numbers on the back rub off too. So, okay, 457. Mm-hmm. So you did say it's the 3 Edwards Drive for the billing address, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the verification department, they went in and they did see that we're managers on your Google listing. So they're going to delete the other one, and then they're going to upload the new logo on this one. But you said that you want it. Do you want to send that to me on an email, or do you want to send it to me through the dashboard? Because if you have a second, I can show you the dashboard too real quick.
However is easier. I have the logo right now, so I can just upload it or send it however easier for
you. Okay. So go to my.localsplash.com.
My.local. Okay.
Okay. I'm just putting a note for them to change the new number. Okay. Okay, so the login is still going to be your son's number. So that's not going to affect this account because we're changing the phone number for client calls to the new number. But for the username, put in 203-731-0755. There's no spaces or dashes. It's just the 10 digits.
Give 1 second. Okay.
Okay, and then the password, it's going to be all lowercase, all one word, the Bing. So no space in between, just THEBING.
Okay. Well, for some reason, I already have everything in my desktop, and kind of logged me in already.
Oh, did it log you into the other account, though?
Uh-huh.
It did, okay.
And I see the other phone number already updated as the business info.
But is this for the tree doctor?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. So if you go to the top, do you see those tabs where it says home, leads, website? If you go to the very last one that says business info,
uh-huh.
Click on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then scroll all the way to the bottom. And do you see where there's pictures here?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you take that logo, is that the new logo or is that the old one?
That's the old one.
Okay. So if you click on that logo, you can hover over the little pen icon that shows up. And then when you click on the pen icon, you can send the new logo over. And you don't only have to do the logo. Any edits that you want to make to the site, you can do here. So let's say that you don't like the cover photo. You can update the cover photo. Let's say that you have some really good before and after photos that we don't have already. You could go down to business photos and you can add them and rearrange them. So this is the page that you can make edits to the campaign from your end.
Oh, nice, nice. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to show you that. So question, Maria, do you want me to keep the account active and push that December billing out to January 9th so that there's time to optimize this? Or do you want to go on the seasonal hold right now? Or do you want to just keep it open for the $49 for the next payment? I know I gave you three options, and I didn't mean to confuse you, so I apologize.
Yes, I'm confused already.
Yeah, okay. But so option one would keep your pricing at $149, but I would push Monday's payment out to 30 days from today, which would be January 8th, okay, of 2024. So that gives you an extra 4 weeks for us to optimize the Google Business page and make sure that it gets ranking on the first page. Because if it's not ranking on the first page, even though you've just, you know, you've added us, we're merging the other listing together, everything is getting updated, but that in and of itself doesn't bring clients unless it gets exposure, right? So the $149 package makes sure that they get the Tree Doctor LLC to the very first page of the search results, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and then the other option would be to just halt all that now and go on a seasonal hold, and then in March, they just pick up where we left off and start the optimizing then. I would rather have it done sooner than later, because if you wait till March, then it takes another, you know, couple of weeks to get, you know what I mean? So I would, you know, probably think it's better to go with the first option. But the second option, or the third option, would cancel all of that programming and optimization and everything that we're doing for you there, and it would just keep the website up and running for you.
Okay, so let's keep it the first option.
Yeah, I like that option too. Okay, so I'll push the billing out to January. I meant January 8th, but I think I said January 9th the first time, so I'll honor that. So January 9th. And then moving forward, you'll stay at the $149 pricing, but of course, once this is ranking on the first page, if you ever want to change to that $49 package, it's absolutely not a problem. Just call us a couple of days before the 9th of any month, and we can make that revision, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Great. So I think we have a good game plan. So thank you for your patience and for updating the payment. I'm glad that it all worked out for you, Maria. So have a very profitable year and have a nice weekend coming up too, okay?
Great. Thank you so much. One more question that I have, but that's for the other website, for Micro Solutions.
Okay.
I have I work with a lot with the Spanish community.
Okay.
So sometimes they go to my website, everything is in English. So how can I do it so they can kind of, I can have in Spanish and English once they go on the website, things like that?
Okay. I'm not sure how to answer that question or if it can even be done. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a request over to customer support, and they'll call you back within one business day. So I think it would be better if they would answer that, because they're the experts on that. So I'll send over what it is that you need, and then someone will be getting back to you. And for our contact with you, this number is always the best one, right? The one ending in 2-3-6?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Personal number. Yeah.
You got it. Okay, so I'll send them that message, and then hopefully they can get, you know, that updated where maybe, you know, there's a button where a client can click and, you know, read everything in Spanish instead, you know? But hopefully,
yeah, whatever makes it easy for them, because I have a lot of people, they go on the website, oh, I search your website, but everything's English. I don't, because, you know, tax things and business registration, things like that. And plus, I do a lot of translations. So they always are looking for translation people, but they're like Spanish to English, and they don't, or somehow, they search the page and their complaints about it.
Got it. Okay. So,
I don't know. Maybe there's something new that I can kind of work on that website too. Maybe I can go on the plan for 149, probably like sometime, because I have a lot of scammers that also call. So they find me somehow on the website and they call for stupid things like notaries, you know, things like that.
Oh, I see. I see. So, but,
I want to promote myself, my business now, like the taxes period is coming. So I don't know if there's something that I can, you know, I need more clients now. I have somebody in my office too, so I need to get busy.
Yeah, this is the time to do it, Maria, because as you know, W-2s start rolling in January. And first page placement takes approximately 30 to 45 days. So this is perfect timing. If you start the Google optimization now, then you're ranking on the first page in time for the tax season, right? So if you wanted to go back to that 149 package, we can do that for you. Or you could do 249, and that also would include Facebook ads. So the 149, it does the first page placement on Google, the first page placement on Bing. It, you know, keeps you mobily optimized, making sure that My Pro Solutions comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. Obviously, the website and the hosting and all the updates that you'd be making to the site, that's all included in that, you know, 149 package. If you do the 249 package, on top of all of that, you'll get a $100 worth of Facebook ads. So you know how when you go online and you search for pretty much anything, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up? Right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So if they're searching for anything that's relevant to tax returns, filing taxes, anything like that, we'll make sure that now there's a Facebook ad for My Pro Solutions popping up on their newsfeed. So if you can do the 249, I would recommend it just at least during the tax season. You know, maybe run it for, you know, for a couple of months, maybe from now until maybe February, March. And then, you know, come April, you could go back to just the, you know, the 149 package, or you could go back to hosting if you wanted to.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a problem. We could do that maybe. But first, I need to know if there's something that they can help me so they can help also my Spanish, you know, area part. So if I can, whoever's going to call me, hopefully can help me, and then we'll go from there and update the plan, whatever I have to do in order for me to get more clients.
Okay, I'm playing. She wants to update her site to show in English and Spanish. Okay. I put, she wants contact to see what options she has. Okay. All right. So they'll contact you within one business day, and then in the meantime, you're all good to go for the tree doctor. So if you need anything else, Maria, feel free to call me. And if not, have a very nice weekend and a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season coming up.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.